Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM, all in association with our lovely friends at Hutton View Care Home. On the phone right now, we've got Lisa and Sean from our sponsors at Phoenix FM, St Francis Hospice. And you're going to talk about Cuppa for Care. First of all, Lisa, tell us what Cuppa for Care is all about.
So, yeah, Cuppa for Care will mean that anyone in our community can have a cup of tea with their friends, family, loved ones, either virtual or in person now, and raise money for the hospice whilst eating cake.
I'll be honest with you, I'm actually quite liking this virtual world that we can get into and out of, and you can see people. I mean, we're looking at each other right now. This is fantastic. Yeah. I love it.
It's really good. It's worked really well for us, actually. And it's just, it's kept us all connected, and we've relied on this virtual connection throughout the most awful time. We've been able to connect with people that we probably wouldn't have been able to connect with before. So, yeah, we're loving it too.
So, Lisa, what do you actually do for St Francis Hospice?
I am part of our local engagement team. So we work out and about in the community, talking to people about fundraising opportunities, making sure that everyone's got everything they need when they're doing any type of fundraiser for us. And we talk about the services that the hospice provides. We just keep our community up to date, to be honest. We're almost at the front of fundraising for St Francis Hospice. We open up the doors to lots of other services that we provide here, as I mentioned. So we've got a big job on our hands. We've got a really big patch of people that we look after, almost a million people we support.
So Cuppa for Care, does it actually involve any money? Do you have to pay to enter it?
No. So we've all heard of other very famous coffee mornings. Mm. This is our version of that, and we're changing it this year, and it's got a new, fresh approach whereby you can request to take part, and we'll send a lovely little box through your front door that will be filled up with little goodies.
Ooh.
And you can basically ask for donations from your friends and family and hopefully get everyone involved in taking part, so that we can not only raise money for the hospice but create awareness, which is really important.
So, Sean, I know you're actually part of the same team. Do you see Cuppa for Care taking off, or do you think it's just going to be a once or twice, and is it going to be a monthly thing?
So Cuppa for Care is one of the easiest ways that you can fundraise for St Francis Hospice. All you have to do is have a collection pot on the side, enjoy your day with your family and friends, have cups of tea, cake, wine, however you want to do it, just have fun and pop a bit of money in to provide care for your local hospice.
Now, I know, speaking about money, I know you need a ridiculous amount of money each year. Is it £8 million or something like that?
Yes, there's a lot of people that we provide care for. So to run the hospice, it is, £21,000 a day that we need to raise in fundraising to do it. It's a massive number, but when you break that down, so for example, £10 pays for a meal for a patient at St Francis Hospice. It costs £25 to be in our inpatient unit for one day. So once you break that money down, it's all there, easy to provide. It's fantastic.
Not only that as well, I mean, we can't forget that we've got our hospice at home nurses and the services that we provide are not just limited to what people can receive at the hospice in Haverford Natty Bower. Those nurses are amazing. And it's also worth noting that those nurses have continued to go into people's homes throughout the pandemic. So they've put their own lives at risk to make sure that the care that those people deserve, that they're still able to receive it. So we must always remember that. That's really important as well, because I think it's lovely to think of the hospice, and it is beautiful here and the grounds are lovely, but our services are out in the community at all times. It's always, always there for anyone who needs the support and the care that they deserve.
Well, I think it's a fantastic job that everybody there is doing. I really, really do. So what's the date for Cuppa for Care then?
So we're starting Cuppa for Care in October, Sean.
Yes.
Cuppa for Care. And as we mentioned, you know, we are fully aware now that you can go and meet with your friends and your loved ones. But if you are not comfortable doing that, you can do this virtually, and it's quite simple to do that. All people have got to do is get in touch with the hospice. We will make everything so easy for you. We want to see all of our Rotary clubs, all of our women's institutes, everyone taking part this year so that we can make everything orange again, as we did with our Go Orange event in July. It's very simple. It's easy to take part. All you've got to do is have a cup of tea, a bit of cake, maybe a Prosecco with your friends, family, and that's it.
A Prosecco, now you're talking. Now you're talking. So is all the details on the website? So if anybody's listening right now, they can go on there and have a look for themselves?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All you need to go to is www.sfh.org.uk.
Brilliant. Absolutely. Thank you so much. Lisa, Sean, thank you so much for sparing the time to talk to us today. And I wish you all the luck with your cuppa for care.
Thank you so much.